News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge in Texas who put access to the abortion pill mifepristone in limbo earlier this year is presiding over a lawsuit by the state seeking to force Planned Parenthood to pay back millions of dollars it received through Medicaid. Julie Walker has more.
At issue, money Planned Parenthood received for health services for low-income women before Texas removed the organization from the state's Medicaid program in 2021. Planned Parenthood argues the attempt to recoup at least $17 million in Medicaid payments for health services, including cancer screenings, is a new effort to weaken the organization, which has about three dozen health clinics in Texas, where abortion has been outlawed since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. I'm Julie Walker.
No immediate ruling following today's hearing. A mobile morgue unit has arrived to help Hawaii officials working to identify the 99 people confirmed killed in wildfires that ravaged Maui. Meanwhile, the search goes on for more victims. Our Claire Rush spoke with a mental health expert trying to help survivors cope.
A lot of people are still in a state of shock, but that many people will probably be dealing with post-traumatic stress symptoms and anxiety long-term, possibly even the rest of their life. So she's trying to let people know that it's okay to cry. It's okay to talk. It's okay to not talk if you don't feel like it.
Video shows downed power lines apparently sparking some of the early blazes. Hawaiian Electric Company is being criticized for not shutting off the power amid high wind warnings. A class action lawsuit has already been filed. Americans increased purchases at retailers last month. Shelley Adler has the number.
Retail sales rose a better than expected 0.7% in July from June. The Commerce Department adds if you leave out gas and cars, sales rose a solid 1%.
A down day on Wall Street, the S&P fell 1.2%. This is AP News. One half of the Women's World Cup final is set. Gethin Kubal has the latest.
Spain will play for its first Women's World Cup championship after Olga Carmona's goal in the 89th minute lifted La Roja to a 2-1 victory over Sweden in the Tuesday semifinal. Carmona's goal capped a flurry of late scoring that saw Sweden tie the game, then Spain win it 90 seconds later on the surprise score. Ranked 7th in the world by FIFA, Spain's defeat of second-ranked Sweden makes it the highest remaining team in the tournament. Spain will play the winner of tournament co-host Australia and England on Sunday in the final in Sydney. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And that England-Australia match is scheduled to kick off at 6 a.m. Eastern. In NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts have seen enough of rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson to name him their opening day starter. This after a solid performance against Buffalo in the Colts' preseason opener. The number 4 overall pick beat out veteran Gardner Minshew. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.